Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience, Texas Longhorns 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by IPVanish. IPVanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to IPVanish.com/SGP. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Draft Day 2.0. Yes, make sure to check out Draft Day 2.0 starting August 9th at noon Pacific. Ryan Real Money Kramer of the Sports Gambling Podcast will begin drafting for 24 straight hours. This is a fantasy football marathon that we do every year, but it's also this year a fantasy football marathon that will help raise money for Daryl, a loyal listener who was recently injured in a motorcycle accident. So please head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/draft day for more details.
Hey, what's up, you degenerate gamblers? This is Bill Burr, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride, baby.
Yes, yes, woo-hee! Welcome, welcome to the College Football Experience, Texas Longhorns 2022 season preview episode. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Oh, and if you're watching on YouTube, you're probably, if you're a Longhorn fan, you're probably saying, what the fuck is going on? Subscribe to the College Football Experience on YouTube. But yes, our graphics guy, our graphics guy is, shout out to the graphics team over, with SGPN and TCE. He is an A&M guy. Oh. He is a Texas A&M guy. So when he served up the graphic,
nothing we could do about it.
He served it up with a horns down. And guess what? This is the College Experience. I want A&M fans to do that. All right? I don't want to be like the Big 12 commissioner. Remember when they said it'll be a taunting penalty, a 15-yard taunting penalty, if you do a fucking horns down?
Sheesh.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah. All right. Part of the College Experience is the fun of this. Right. And that's why that is fantastic.
Talk a little trash.
Yes. That's what are they trying to turn this? What are they doing to this? What are they doing to the sport? I don't know, right. But I think it started with the Texas Longhorns, Patty C, with their Longhorn network. And I get it, Longhorn fans. You're probably going to hate what I have to say.
Texas tough. You would think they'd have thicker skin. They'd think they'd have some cowhide.
That's what I'm saying here. Look, for the start of the Longhorn Network, I think Texas has been the reason why a lot of college football's changed.
Take us down memory lane.
Well, it was them back in, I don't recall the exact year, but they said, hey, we want to have our own network, and then we want more value. So then the Big 12 ends up giving them more value, but it cost Texas or Costa, Nebraska and Colorado and A&M and yeah. Missouri to leave because of the instability of the Big 12 conference.
You basically have this this unequal disbursement of money, and then Texas says, "Hey, that's not enough. We want our own network."
And they don't want Houston in there. And then they were just the catalyst of all this shit. And Oklahoma, supposed to be their rivals, goes with them. And it's part of the change that we don't want to see in college football. We don't like that.
Oklahoma sucking on the teat of power.
Yeah, and I think it's ridiculous for a team that's only won one national championship since 1970. I mean, Georgia Tech's done the same thing. Georgia Tech's won just as many national championships as Texas has in that reign.
Get them.
How many? UCF? Huh? I mean, look, Texas fans, I get it. Look, I've been to Austin for a game. It's fantastic. It's fun. But at the same time, I have to call this out. I owe it to our audience to be honest. And in my opinion, they've been bitches for a little bit now. All right, the University of Texas has kind of been bitches for a little bit now.
They are not afraid to throw their weight around, and apparently, because of the financial kind of command they have over the state of Texas, and I guess over the country. You know, then they are right. They do have a lot of weight, even if recently on the field it hasn't, you know, shown up.
And we're gonna get into that because, yeah, check this out. I mean, they were 5-7 last year, Petty. See, what do you make? I think I was on it. First off, I was one of my plays, Texas on the under, cashed in last year, and I was on record of saying Tom Herman is a better head coach than Steve Sarkisian. Why would they do that? Now, I do think Steve Sarkisian, there's an opportunity for him to surpass my expectations because of I didn't think the NIL would go into form that fast, but it did. And Texas could be a juggernaut with all of that cash at their expense, aka look at Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Patty C, what do you make of Steve Sarkisian?
Well, again, you know, when we're talking about Texas, there's in the 80s, I guess some decent years, early 80s dating back to the 70s, but really in the 90s they struggled. And then early 2000s, Mack Brown got it figured out. 9 straight 10 win seasons, pretty incredible. Won the national championship. And then, you know, maybe if Colt McCoy stays healthy, they give Bama a better game and another national championship. But then the wheels fell off. And Mack Brown struggled, Charlie Strong struggled, Tom Herman didn't meet expectations. And so it's hard to say Sarkisian on 1 year at Texas has underperformed, but it's his other stops that also are a bit of a red flag, namely Washington and USC.
5 losing seasons in the past 11 years, Petty C.
For Texas?
Yeah.
Pretty incredible. For a team that has the highest revenue of any athletic program in the country, well, that says right there that NIL is going to be a massive difference maker for Texas. But the problem with that is talent has never been the problem for Texas. It's just development, you know?
Well, it seems like in-house stuff too. I mean, alumni, it just seems like kind of sloppy all over the place, but I mean,
with all that, with all those resources coming from all those different people, someone's got to be able to steer that ship. And it takes actually probably quite the captain, you know, because there's a lot of places, parts going in different directions that you got to get pointed in the same direction. That's always been the deal with Texas. If you can get a guy who can steer that ship, guess what? You got a juggernaut of a program, obviously, but it's apparently harder than it looks.
If they can do that and then not schedule Maryland or maybe Kansas, I think everything will be fine. But yeah. Patty C, you look back at last year, they opened up against the Louisiana team that won the Sun Belt and won by 20. Looked great in game one. Then came game two where Sam Pulled Pork Pittman took them down. And Arkansas was not projected to be very good. Texas came in as the higher projected team. Then they whooped Rice 58-0. They whooped Texas Tech and they took down TCU in a close one. And then came the Red River Shootout where they lost by 7 to Oklahoma. Then Mike Gundy continued his reign on Texas as they won by 8 in Austin. And then they had a bye week and then Dave Aranda put it on them. And then Matt Campbell really put it on them 30-7.
Yeah.
And then the Kansas Jayhawks on my game that I hit on the over with the Jayhawks hit. And then the Longhorns lost in Morgantown.
6 game losing streak. Yikes.
And then they ended the season with a win against K-State, 22-17. Patty C, let's get into it, because a lot of high expectations. Though in Vegas, many different books have them as the preseason favorite to win the Big 12 on an odds point of, from an odds point of view. So,
what is it that's giving them that impression after a 5-7 season?
Yeah, it's just bullshit. It's college football bullshit.
You don't think there's any?
I mean, Quinn Ewers comes in. He was a 5-star quarterback who took $2 million from
Ohio State,
which is fucking hilarious.
Not to take a snap. Yeah.
Well, I think he took a snap and gave a handoff. He never threw a ball. Okay. Never threw a ball. But he's there, and he's like the Bosworth of quarterbacks. He's absolutely hilarious. But he also hasn't really played because he forgave his senior year of high school, so he hasn't played in quite a bit.
Yeah.
They're 18th in scoring offense last year with Kyle Flood as their OC, 26th in rush offense, 72nd in pass offense, 47th in total offense, Patty C. And guess what? Quinn Ewers, or could be Hudson Card. I think it's going to be Quinn Ewers.
Supposedly he's got the lead at this point.
But Bijan Robinson is back at running back, and he's pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
What do you make of old Bijan Robinson? Ricky Williams 2.0?
A little more slight of frame and probably a little quicker, but very powerful still. I mean, he's halfway between Reggie Bush and Adrian Peterson. You know, he's fantastic, obviously.
3 of 5 starters back on the offensive line, led by Christian Jones. The wide receivers, Xavier Worthy and Jordan Whittington, are back. Those two are solid. They are breaking in a new tight end. Defensively, Pete Kwiatkowski, who I believe was a FCS head coach not that long ago, if memory serves me correct. Can you fact check me on that?
Montana State defensive coordinator.
That's what it was. Okay, he left Montana State. Okay. Gary Patterson is also going to be doing that. That was the most interesting thing, is Gary Patterson, a little salty at TCU. They got him on the staff.
Oh, perhaps the assistance that Texas needs right there.
Can he fix this defense? Cause they were 99th in scoring defense a year ago, 114th in rush defense, 62nd in pass defense, charting at the number 100 ranked defense in America.
Ew.
2 of 3 starters are back on the D line, led by Keandre Coburn. Just one linebacker back in DeMarvian Overshown. And 3 of 4 back in the secondary, led by free safety Anthony Cook. They are breaking in a new kicker and a new punter, Patty C. What do you make of all that?
Getting some love in the, getting quite a bit of love in the preseason all conference. But again, this could be hype. Here's your example. Fourth team preseason all conference from the, publication I'm looking at has Quinn Ewers. He has yet to.
They have no idea. They're just saying. Yeah.
They're like, oh, you're the Texas quarterback and you have great hair. So we're putting you fourth team preseason all conference. That said, Jahlil Billingsley, quality player. Xavier Worthy, quality player. Bijan Robinson, excellent player.
Oh, they're always talented. Yeah. And I think they did. They added to the receiving corps should be nasty. I don't know about the defense.
Overshown's very, very good. Other than that, I guess Deshaun Jameson at corner is getting some attention. But yeah, when you have the 100th best defense, 100th,
yeah,
then yeah, you probably don't deserve that much attention. In fact, they're probably getting a little too much love.
Well, we're gonna talk transfer portal. We're gonna talk recruiting rankings and what we think, what Las Vegas thinks of the Longhorns in 2022, and what we think of them. But before that, I got to get us paid. I want to tell you that the Texas Longhorns 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by good old Odds Trader. Yes, you're probably wondering, what is Odds Trader? Well, Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all the major sports books. You can also compare the different signup codes and promotional codes from sportsbook to sportsbook to get the best deal. The app also provides player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather for bettors who make the most informed bets. Just go to oddstrader.com/bluewire. That's Odds Trader, the number one site for all your game day bets. All right, we are back talking a bit of Texas Longhorn football. Patty C, they kind of killed it in the transfer portal.
Yeah.
If Ewers works out, because they brought in Quinn Ewers from Ohio State. They brought in Ryan Watts, a cornerback from Ohio State. They brought in wide receiver Tariq Milton from Iowa State. What the fuck is that? Going from Iowa State to Texas, terrible. They brought in wide receiver Isaiah Nair from Wyoming. He was a beast with the Cowboys last year in the Mountain West. They also brought in wide receiver Agaye Hall from Alabama. Tight end Jaleel Billingsley from Alabama. That guy's a stud. That guy, I couldn't believe Bama let him go. And linebacker Diamante Tucker Dorsey, who was a great linebacker for James Madison last year in the FCS.
Those sons of guns.
Ah. What do you, I mean, let me tell you what left, because they did have some players leave. Marcus Washington, a wide receiver, is now in Nebraska. Cornhusker defensive end David Abraya is with the SMU Mustangs. Wide receiver Cavante Dixon is with the SMU Mustangs. Wide receiver Dejan Harrison is in the portal. Defensive lineman Jordan Thomas is in the portal. Defensive lineman Myron Warren went to Texas State. Offensive lineman Tyler Johnson, four-star, went to Houston. Punter Ryan Bajewski is in the portal. Cornerback Tremon Prudhomme is in the portal. Tight end Jared Wiley went to TCU. Brutal. Quarterback Casey Thompson went to the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Safety BJ Foster went to Sam Houston State. Safety Chris Adamora went to SMU. Offensive lineman Rafita Gamari is in the portal. Safety Marquise Codwell is in the portal. Linebacker Marcus Tillman is in the portal. Wide receiver Alvante Woodward went to Sam Houston State. Linebacker Adelahi Adoye is in the portal. Wide receiver Josh Moore, portal. Linebacker Terrence Cooks, TCU. Ouch. Safety Tyler Evans, Texas Tech. Ouch. Mm-hmm. Wide receiver Katron Lee, portal. I still think they won the portal.
I mean, that's so tough to really gauge. If I'm not mistaken,
well, they got their starting quarterback, man. They got their starting quarterback, and Billingsley is going to be a fucking beast wherever he landed. I also think Nair was a great get, and probably Hall, the Alabama wideout.
There you go.
And Diamante Tucker Dorsey, I expect to start at linebacker for Texas.
Well, when you have the number 5 national transfer class, number 2 within your conference, second to only Oklahoma, I guess you got to consider that a win.
Talk to me about recruiting rankings.
I mean, Texas is Texas. They're going to do what they do. Last 5 cycles, 3-3, this is nationally, 3-3-9-15, and then 5. Obviously, the slip while they went through the coaching transition there, but number 5 this year, right back on track within the conference. That's been good for 1-1-1-2-1. So even when they're having their tough year recruiting wise, they're still second best in the conference. And then the 4-year composite last year was at 11 and good for number 2 in the conference. So, you know, maybe a little upgrade necessary to get to the upper echelon from a national talent perspective. But regardless of that, you have to play a lot better to even be in that conversation anyway. You know, we're talking about, you have the roster to be a playoff team right now, and maybe not a national champion, but a playoff team, but you're not even playing anywhere close to that. But
yeah,
here we have Vegas considering them. You said it, and a couple places, odds on favorites
to win the Big 12. But Patty C, if you're watching on YouTube, the win total here, 8.5 wins, 8.5 wins. I'm seeing that even juice. So, -105 on
a little tidbit too. The Jatavion Sanders was a 5-star tight end. So Jaleel Billingsley,
they got some tight ends.
Got a couple tight ends too.
If Ewers is the real deal, they have like legit talent all around them from a skill position. So yeah, I think the offensive line might not be there yet. I think the defense might not be there yet, but
yeah. We're going to see. I mean, hopefully, well, not hopefully, because we're not super, but for the sake of the Texas fans, hopefully Gary Patterson makes some adjustments and helps them out. I do think I saw a little more tape on Ewers though, and he looks a little better than the first time I saw him in spring ball.
There you go. Well, look, 8.5 wins on first thought, over or under, Patty C?
Under.
Yeah, me too. Let's hop into it, because week one, your boys, Patty C, that you locked up on the over last year, and that thing cashed when no one, I didn't hear one other publication. If anything, I heard other publications lock up the under, which they lost, and you hit with Terry Bowden and the ULM Warhawks. Any chance the Warhawks give the Longhorns a game on Saturday, September 3rd?
There is no bigger look ahead spot than Alabama, you know, on deck. But I'm pretty sure in the season opener they will not be overlooking ULM. Texas obviously gets this done.
1-0 the Longhorns go to. Then they host the Alabama Crimson Tide at Darrell Royal Stadium. No, I won't say it. I'll wait for the pick show. I hope Alabama wins by 60.
Yeah.
All right. Because all this fucking change is because of Texas.
Colby's a Colorado fan at heart, and he's watched his program had to, go through some really.
Not only that, I'm a college football fan.
Yeah.
And the reason why you don't have all these huge rivalries that it's really, I blame solely a lot of it on Texas.
I mean, Texas won't even play their own rivalry game.
That's what I'm saying. I am glad to see that back, though.
Yeah,
I am very glad to see that back.
It's called blind dog finding a bone some days.
Yes, yes. 1-1.
Stumble back into a rivalry game.
1-1. You got him. 2-0.
In the pursuit of money. No, 1-1. 1-1.
You know, there's that record of that stat that all those teams that play Alabama the week after
take L's.
A lot of them do. Watch out. Meep, meep. The Roadrunners coming to Darrell Royal Stadium on Saturday, September 17th. Patty C, any chance?
I mean, they were, Jeff Traylor?
Yeah.
A Texas football legend. We know how those high school football coaching legends in Texas do. I believe Art Briles is one of them. There are a few of them that have made some. I can't think of the rest off the top of my head, but I know there are several. That could be something that Texas needs to look out for. Certainly they'll be excited, but you got to figure Texas gets it done.
I think Texas gets it done. I got them 2-1 and they head to Lubbock, Texas to take on Texas Tech. This is the last time probably they'll be in Lubbock. And that is why I am calling for an upset special. Give me the Red Raiders in an upset in Lubbock.
Well, this is one that, I mean, Texas has had their trouble with a lot of the teams in the conference lately. Texas Tech isn't one of them. They've gotten the better of them the vast majority of the time. The fact that it's in Lubbock, though, you might have a point.
Joey McGuire, an underrated coaching hire going on in Lubbock.
Maybe. I'm going Texas here.
Then they host the West Virginia Mountaineers. I'll even give that one to Texas. A little revenge win for them.
Yep, I'm with you.
3-2 for me, 4-1 for you.
Yeah.
Then we have the greatest rivalry, perhaps. I'm sure they aren't going to, hopefully they aren't going to lose this one. Oklahoma, Texas Cotton Bowl.
The game that always delivers.
Red River Shootout. There
we go. Well, I'll say this. I don't know if they're going to take the L here because this game's a coin flip, although Oklahoma's certainly gotten the better of them most of the time lately. But Texas is due for their second loss by this point. So I'll say Oklahoma gives it to him.
Well, this is our sling game of the year on the schedule for the Texas Longhorns. So for every team, we do that. And look, I want to tell you, it's college football season, which means you need the unbeatable coverage of Sling TV. Starting at $35 a month, Sling has all the big games on the biggest channels like ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3, SEC Network, ACC Network, Fox, and the Big Ten Network, all for the best price. You can stream on any device, record up to 50 hours with included DVR space, and you can pause or change your service at any time. Check out sling.com for special offers. Sling, the live TV you love for a price you'll love. Try us today. Sling. Patty C, I think this is the biggest game because if Sark goes 0-2 in the Red River Shootout,
the seat gets hot.
And Venables goes 1-0, that momentum heading into the SEC.
Oh, and we saw what happened once they took that L against Oklahoma last year, rattled off 5 straight losses after that. So this is a critical game for the direction of the season, probably.
I am going Oklahoma.
Got to go Boomer Sooner here.
Then after that, they take on at home the University of Iowa State and Matt Campbell. Patty C, what if I told you that Iowa State's won 3 in a row against the likes of Texas?
That is definitely surprising. I would like to see how they have done in Darrell Royal Stadium, where this one is being played. I'll pull that up.
I believe Campbell is 1-1. He's 1-1 there.
Okay.
Prior to that, though, they didn't have any success. They barely, I think, what? They won one in 2010, 28-21.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't think they'd won one in Darrell Royal. But Campbell has, you know, he gets his teams right for that game.
So 1-1 in the last two between Iowa State and Texas. I think Texas is looking a little better this year, so I'm going to lean Texas, but would not be surprised if Iowa State pulled the upset.
I'll even go Texas too. So I got them. Wait, I got them. Then what? 1, 2, 3,
you got them 5-2, I believe.
No, I got them 4-3. I got them losing to Bama, Texas Tech, and Oklahoma.
Texas Tech,
4-3, and then they head to Boone Pickens Stadium, Patty C. Actually, you know what? I'll even. No, yeah, okay. I was about to take them to on the upset at Boone Pickens, but Gundy has a great record against.
Oh yeah, I want to say. At least six of the last eight, and it looks like 10 out of the last or 9 out of the last 13. So
Oklahoma, in Stillwater too. No, I'm not taking
it. Oklahoma State has definitely gotten the better of Texas lately, and that's not going to change, especially with Spencer Sanders in his super senior season. I think that puts them at what? 5-3 for me. 4-4 for you?
4-4.
Yowza.
4-4, and then they get a bye week. So
they're already on the under at this point. Yes, for you.
They get a bye week, and then they head to K-State, Patty C.
Also a place they had trouble with for many years.
I'll say this.
Yeah.
If they beat Texas Tech in Lubbock, they'll lose at Bill Snyder Stadium. Like between one of those games,
okay,
Texas Tech and Kansas State, they're losing one.
I'm tempted to agree with you and give them another loss at K-State, but you know what? I'm leaning high on Texas this year. I already am pretty much
surprised.
Feel like I'm no, it is. I'm not a Texas lover on any level.
Just your teamsy pack. Teams,
I know. I just feel like you got a running back, right? You got a great running back, and you got a quarterback that's the Bosworth of Texas.
Oh, I thought for a second that you're talking great quarterback, great running back like Kansas State.
I'm going to give them a loss to Kansas State. Actually, they'll probably lose that game. This team was 5-7 last year. Let's not give them more credit than
one,
they deserve.
1, 2, 3, 4. So I have them 5-4 now.
I think I have them 5-4 as well.
They host TCU. I'm taking Texas.
You got to take Texas here.
So 6-4, and then they play at David Booth, Kansas Memorial Stadium. 6-5.
Colby, a believer. Talk about something that will put Sarkisian on pretty much the cooking hot seat.
Kansas beat him last year.
In Texas, right?
Yeah.
You go to Lawrence, Kansas. That becomes a house of horrors for the Longhorns. I don't think so. I'm going Texas here.
Wait, what do you mean though, dude? Have you not? You haven't paid attention to the recent games here. My thing is Leopold never had spring ball last year. This year he will. Patty, see, what if I told you the last four games, these were the scores. Last five games, ready? Texas won 57, or I'm sorry, Kansas beat Texas 57-56 last year.
Yeah.
The game before in Austin, Texas won 50-48 on a last second 47-yard field goal.
I recall. That's right.
The game before that, Texas won in Lawrence 24-17. The game before that in Austin, the only blowout in the past five meetings, Texas won 42-27. The game before that in Lawrence. So
not even that bad. It's two touchdowns.
The game before that in Lawrence, Kansas won 24-21. In fact, they're 1-1 in their last two games in Lawrence. And you're giving Leopold didn't even have spring ball. I cannot wait for this game. You will lose.
Dangerous spot for Texas, but I am definitely taking the Longhorns. Just on history, you know, beyond the last 5 years.
Okay. Well, then Friday, Black Friday, after Thanksgiving, they get the Baylor Bears and Dave Aranda.
I feel like I should take the Bears here.
Yeah.
I mean, what has this series been lately? I need to pull this up, but Baylor has won two of the last three. Granted, Texas had a pretty nice run of four straight before that. But I feel like Baylor right now is rolling, and I don't know, getting it in Darryl Royal Stadium does make this a much more of a question mark of a game. If this was in Waco, I would certainly lean Baylor. Either way, I'm on the under, right?
Yeah.
It's borderline lock worthy.
I got them 7-5.
Yeah.
Maybe 6-6.
Yeah. I mean, recent history, recent seasons, they've been 5-7, 7-3 in the COVID season.
Year.
8-5, 10-4 under Herman, and almost freaking undefeated that year. So really good season. But before that's where they really sucked. Granted, I don't know. Sarkisian's history too doesn't suggest that he's, you know, gonna crank out 9-10 wins here.
I'm on the under. Patty C's on the under. Horns down. All right. And you can't find us for that. You can just turn us off. Don't do that though. Because look, we love college football. We love the passion of college football. We love what makes Texas and Texas A&M great, or what makes the Red River Shootout great.
And Texas does have maybe the best uniforms in college
football. I do love their uniforms.
Pretty damn good looking teams.
All right, so don't just turn us off on that. Subscribe to the College Football Experience, and I promise you, we don't have that same type of hate. Well, it might even change. At one point, I kind of rooted for Texas.
Yeah, you guys do something to fix college football. Well,
yeah, we're right back in there.
Yeah,
right. But look, Chris Beard, big fan of Chris Beard as a head coach. He's doing a great job there with the Longhorns. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience because that has always been fantastic. And we've been doing that shit for years. So we talk college basketball year round over there. We talk college football year round over here. And also, me and Noah Bienick host the College Baseball Experience. Longhorns been great since fucking Roger Clemens was playing for them. All right. Subscribe to the College Baseball Experience. Also, check out the NFL, or basically the Sports Gambling Podcast is going through all 32 NFL teams. If you're a Cowboys, if you're a Texans fan, if you're, I don't know, Denver Bronco fan, I don't know who the fuck you root for, but check it out. They're going through all 32 teams. You'll dig it. Check out all of our podcasts. We just dropped the Formula One podcast. I think they have a Formula One race, or is it in Austin?
Down
I think
in Texas. Look
I thought
at that.
So. I thought so.
I felt like
I
that
could
was,
be way off here. I don't follow it incredibly
only NASCAR
well.
NASCAR country, but I don't even know if that is NASCAR.
Check out Formula One. Formula One gambling podcast, the NASCAR gambling podcast, all of our stuff. I mean, USFL gambling podcast, CFL gambling podcast, that's going on right now. MLB gambling podcast, maybe some Astro fans out there, some Ranger fans, check it out. Come on. NBA gambling podcast, all that stuff. You'll get it all. Hop in the Discord channel for Sports Gambling Podcast. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. And look, give us a follow on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. Patty C's on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. And I'm on Twitter at TheColbyD. We are the College Football Experience. If you go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, we'd certainly appreciate that. And if you do that, take a screenshot, show it to me at TCE on SGPN. And if you do that, we'll enter you in a raffle to win a gift card to the SGPN store. Check out the new merch store. Fantastic. We got some even Texas colors. All right. But you got to check it out. Got to check it out. Get over there. SportsGamblingPodcast.com/store. All right. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience, Texas Longhorn style, horns down. You better start thinking about yours, and we out of here.